first, let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. We're going to talk about vacation repetition. This actually comes from a newsletter that I get from Christopher Elliott, and he is quite the travel expert, and so I highly recommend people signing up for his newsletter. And the article is called Vacation Repetition, Good Idea or Bad Idea? And I kind of know where I fall into this category, and I can kind of guess where you fall in this category. So are you a person that likes to go back to the same spot, or you like to switch it up?
I like to switch it up. I can't say I have to say that at this point of my travel life, I like to try something new, because you never know when, you know, the world environment will change, or like politically, or, you know, due to nature, whatever. So I always say go somewhere new. But, you know, I think travelers are divided on both, right? Repeat or try something new. And I think there's good reasons to do both. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I see. I knew that you would be in that category, because I'm in that category. Although there's been some places that I've gone back to, and you know, in the article that Christopher Elliott writes here, he uses Disneyland for an example, and that would be one place that we've gone back a couple of times. Because if you have children, you know, your chances of going to Disneyland or someplace similar a couple of times is pretty good. And I've been to Mazatlan a couple times and places in Mexico, but for the most part I like to switch it up too. So I don't know, each to their own. And yeah, there's pros and cons to both. And some people, when they go back to the same place, they like that stability and they like the familiarity, right?
That then those are really good reasons to go back to the same place, because it includes comfort. And you know, maybe it's something where your family and your friends go to, and that's kind of like your meeting place. It creates special memories. But there's also good reasons about, you know, to get out there and travel. It changes your perspective and it makes your life more interesting. And I think too, you know, far-flung revenge travel destinations kind of came after the pandemic. Mm-hmm. With regards to trying something new and, you know, saying to the world or to the pandemic, no, you're not going to dictate what I do. But then it also has a flip side to that, because people also want somewhere safe and familiar. They know exactly what they're getting and how it works for them, where it can differ from people who want almost the unexpected by going to a new place each time that they vacation. So, again, as you say, both have their pros and their cons, but I don't think whatever you decide is the right decision for you.
Exactly. Well, the problem is if you're in a relationship and the other person likes to go back to the same spot and you like to go to different places, so somewhere you have to find a compromise. But there's also tips on here how to find a new place, because sometimes you can get into that familiarity and you don't even realize it. And it's like, okay, let's try something new. And it's hard to break out of.
Right. And I always like this term, you don't know what you don't know, right?
Yeah.
So it's good to get out of your comfort zone. And then, as you say, look at different sources. Word of mouth recommendation from friends, from family, work colleagues, somebody that you know, like maybe ask them or you know, kind of tune in when they are talking about where they've visited. Maybe it's a destination that might surprise you. I know when I was on our recent trip in Ecuador, one of our fellow guests were from Britain, and they were going to go to Madagascar. And
I thought,
Madagascar? No one's gone to that. Right? And then, you know, always your best source is a qualified travel advisor, because they can help you find new places to visit. And what I like about, you know, obviously I'm part of that group, but we're always going through training, you know, listening to our suppliers as they come by and tell us about the destination that they're or the product that they're presenting, whether it's a land vacation or a cruise. And that's always interesting because as a source for our travelers or travelers in general, it helps them inspire people, right? And then you can also like just look at a map, look at a globe and spin it, throw a dart and see what happens. I think Google Flights has a suggested list function that will recommend places to visit. But social media has broadened the world. And so with TV and different forms of learning about the world, it intrigues you. Like Amazing Race is one of the best things to do to look at other places to go visit or not visit.
Well, yeah, exactly. And just to that point there, I think sometimes people get caught up in their biases too. And there's lots of destinations that maybe 20 years ago you wouldn't think of going to, but now it's like it's an up and coming destination. It's becoming more and more popular. And the price is probably very good because they're trying to attract people to destinations.
Right, absolutely. I can even speak to that personally because for the up until like 40 years old, I did not want to go to India. All I wanted to do was going to be airdropped in front of the Taj Mahal and popped out. And then all of a sudden, after a milestone birthday, it's like, no, I want to experience India. And it is definitely one that you have to plan because it's a very culturally diverse, but it was one of my best travel experiences. So you never know what's around the corner. So yeah, just be open to it. Be safe, obviously. And there's, as you say, a lot of places are getting over tourism. So a lot of people are going to it. So you might want to look at a destination that maybe isn't so much scrutinized or focused on, so you can truly experience the destination, the culture, the flavor, the people.
Obviously, we're biased.
Yes,
I'm going
aren't
to
we?
different places, but there's nothing wrong with going back to the same place. Like we said, it's the familiarity and the comfort level that you want to be in.
Well,
But
doesn't
as you
that.
and I are both on that same wavelength of try something new.
Yes, yeah, always. But when you were saying, the familiarity, Hawaii comes to mind because it's like exotic and tropical, but you drive on the same side of the road, you speak English, it's easy to navigate. But it still has that flavor of you are going to a different place for vacation.
And some people do that. Like they'll go, like Hawaii is a really good example where they'll spend a week's vacation in Hawaii, and then they'll another week they'll go someplace that they've never been. They'll do kind of both.
Right, absolutely. And what a wonderful way though to also experience our own country, right? Because you can use Interact. It's easy to navigate to different places throughout a very broad range of experiences that you can get from coast to coast. Or so again, you don't have to leave that far to go from home to explore something different.
The article is called Vacation Repetition, Good Idea or Bad Idea? I think we've laid out our case for going to different places, but you can find it. It's written by Christopher Elliott, his newsletter. It's a fantastic newsletter. I highly recommend it. It's Elliott Confidential. Just go to elliottconfidential.com, sign up. And you can become a subscriber and get in on his newsletter. So, Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her adventures on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Thank you, Onanta.
Thank you.